I'm Brett Carter. Thanks for choosing this KAXE-KBXE conversation. We are member-supported radio, a national public radio affiliate in northern Minnesota. We need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcasts. Become a member today at KAXE.org, and thanks for listening.
It don't matter if you're tall, it don't matter if you're small, it don't matter if you're blue or green or any shape at all, 'cause I'll be yours and you'll be mine to last, and we'll be friends holding fast.
We just heard our friends the Los Gonzo Band with our What's for Breakfast theme called Friends, and that means it's time to talk to a friend or a member right now. We've got joining us
Mary Crabtree, I think.
Yes, and it's a big day. It's moving day, and so I'm not sure that they're even eating. I don't know what happens on a day like today. Mary Crabtree, thanks for being with us.
Hello, Heidi Holton. Hello, John Bauer. We are eating today.
Okay, good.
Set aside a little infrastructure a couple weeks back as we were packing up the Crabtree family homestead and used my last time I called in for What's for Breakfast, got some of the wild rice pancake mix. I made some blueberry banana wild rice pancakes, put them in the freezer, and now today we're warming them up in the micro with the last of our condiments of maple syrup and butter and eating those because we really don't have a whole lot of food left here anymore.
Oh, my gosh. So wow, she got that infrastructure
no
set.
Kidding.
I like that.
So you're moving on a little bit?
We're moving on, yeah. An exciting new job opportunity for me, and we really have no reason to leave, and we wish we could take everyone with us, and we will by streaming KXE in Duluth.
All right.
You won't be too far. I'm wondering if you would tell us a little bit about your new job opportunity.
Yeah. I will. Well, I'll take this time to reveal now that my name is actually Amanda Doran. My husband, Dan Friedman, and I have been longtime green teasers, and our alter egos are Larry and Mary Crabtree from Scenic Coleraine. And I have been a veterinarian here for 2.5 years at Grand Rapids Vet Clinic. And over time, I've developed a passion for helping geriatric animals and their families at the end of life. And last time we talked, told you a little bit about that. And through that, I've met this wonderful lady from the Twin Cities who owns a business called Minnesota Pets, and I had thought about starting my own business doing end-of-life care for animals for Duluth for a long time, and after meeting her, just kind of realized that it made most sense to do that together. So I'm going down for training next week. I'm going to spend some time working down in the cities as things build up, but I'm starting a branch of this practice called Minnesota Pets and doing exclusively at-home euthanasia in Duluth and Superior and in the Twin Ports. So something a little bit different than what I've been doing. And, very difficult work, but as much as it breaks my heart, it feeds my soul and feels like my true calling. As soon as I started to put energy into it, it all just kind of opened up and came really fast, and this all kind of happened in the last, 2-3 months here. And we're moving today, closing on our house here and the one in Duluth. And
wow.
Basically start our lives over tomorrow. And then starting July 1st, I'll start taking appointments in the Twin Ports.
So, Amanda, is it kind of hospice for pets? I mean, is it just boom euthanasia, or is there a phase you go through?
I think it's a little bit different for everybody. Like, they say that probably a third of people book the appointment the same day. About a third do it about a week in advance, and some people do it a month ahead of time, because everybody kind of deals with that in different ways and experiences grief in different ways, and depending upon what the disease is that the animal has, like, it may be that the trajectory is a little bit different. Maybe the sense of urgency becomes very sudden, or maybe you see kind of a slow decline. And then we also do, if people aren't sure, do quality of life assessments. So I can come to the house and do an exam on the animal and just kind of talk to the family and see, like, well, is it time? Because it's a very difficult question to ask, and they all kind of get there in different ways. And my job is to kind of help guide people through that.
Yeah, Amanda, tell us a little bit. What do you think what's your focus for the animal that you're treating at the time, but also the people? What do you try to do going into this kind of work?
the thing, you definitely see the patient as the animal and the family. And my goal for the animal is always that they don't experience any pain, that they're not afraid, and that they're as comfortable as they possibly can be. And really for the family, it's that they choose a path of least regret so that they feel comfortable with their decision, even though it's a difficult one, and that they have faith in me that I'll do the best for their animal and, like, to be compassionate for them, because everybody's fighting their own battles, and you never know what's happening kind of inside their heads when that stuff is happening. So just really just to be present for them and to be fiercely compassionate.
I think the big question is, you kind of alluded to it, is the fact is I've seen many people that hang on to their dogs too long. They can't walk. They drag themselves. Some they stop eating. What is there just a general, I don't know, prognosis or whatever that you think of when you tell someone when it is time? What are the clues when it is time?
I usually point people towards some resources that are online about kind of general quality of life skills, because it can be different for everybody. Like if you have a 100-pound lab that can't walk, he's probably not going to stop eating. So maybe that's not a good criteria for him. And it's going to be different for everybody. Like my job is not to tell someone you must euthanize their animal. It's to make sure that they know all the options that they have, and help them choose the best one. So maybe if those things are happening, if people still want to try something, maybe they want to do some hospice care or some palliative care. Not necessarily doing all the tests or everything, but really just to make sure that that animal is supported through that process. And if people elect the natural death process, to know that that's okay too, but just not to let the animal just go, like to be there with pain management and fluids and, yeah, kind of all the things to, there's not a right decision. I think that's the hardest thing, is there's not like a hard, fast rule about like this is when you do it. And I think if there was, I wouldn't have a job.
Nah. So, Amanda, when I, you know, when it's happened to me when I've lost pets, or, you know, when it's happened to friends, there, it seems like people are, you can be kind of apologetic because it's, you're really overcome with emotion because you kind of don't realize what your pets mean to you. And I've known people that are almost like apologetic that they're sad about their pet. And I wonder if you could kind of speak to that, like what they mean in our lives.
Yeah, I think their roles have changed in our lives so much, and there's so much like family, and there is kind of this like general, I think, taboo in our culture about like, oh, it's just a dog, because it's changed so much in the last generation. But for some people, I find this very often, they like their animals more than other humans in their lives, and there's this very real process of grief that happens, like even when the animal's still around, like anticipating like what's going to happen. And one of the things I'm really grateful about with my new job is there's some really incredible resources for people as they're struggling with that. We have a social worker that works for us and an awesome team of support staff. And there's a website at minnesotapets.com, and there's Facebook, and there's a blog, and there's you can sign up for a series of emails to get like a month after your animal passes about different things that people go through with grief, and just to realize that like it's really normal. And I think maybe that's part of my job too, is to kind of help change like society's kind of view of that too, and just really kind of realizing like it is very normal to grieve those animals when they are so special to us and they're only with us for such a short time. And I know I had a dog that was very much like a soulmate to me like throughout my teenage years, and kind of the reason that I got into this work in the first place. Like they can be so important to people, and everybody's relationship is really different.
Yeah. We're talking to Amanda Doran today. She's our guest on What's for Breakfast, a member of KEXE, KBXE, along with her son. Her son.
Sonny.
I was thinking,
well,
I wanted to ask, I wanted to ask you about Fred. So that's why son came up. Fred's son, Danny Friedman. Fred was here yesterday live in studio, which was a treat. How was he as a helper in your move?
In the Acme Moving Company.
I mean, just between us, Amanda, you can tell us.
I'll let Danny take that one. He's right here.
Yeah.
Well, let's just say assistance isn't over.
Okay, good.
Good for you. Good for you. You know, the man's got a lot of pep and a lot of spirit. but, you know, you need some finesse, John. Especially, you know, it's not always getting people out of the paint. Sometimes you need some pick and roll. Sometimes you need some fadeaway jumpers. And, you know, it's with so Fred is great with the things that do not say fragile. Put it like that. All right, I'm moving and grooving. Thanks, KXE. We look forward
to
being part of the community.
Yeah, we'll see you next week sometime, Danny. He's going to be performing, is it next week? The week after, for First Friday stuff going on. So we wish you the best. It's a big day today. Be kind to each other. It can be stressful on these days.
That's right. Well, we made through many moves before. I'm sure we'll come out on the other end with our marriage intact.
Yes, and keep playing Green Cheese and come visit lots, okay?
Always. A piece of our hearts will always be in Grand Rapids.
Thanks, Amanda. Thanks, Danny. We appreciate your support.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Have a great day.
You too. Strutting back in style. Yes, we'll be friends. But won't you walk a mile with me, brother?